You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest, the TJ Fanatico Podcast, weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
That's right. You are witnessing history right here. This is the beginning of a long, long, beautiful partnership that will probably last maybe 6 weeks. Is your microphone on?
I think it's on.
Okay. That's Jody.
Hey.
Are you nervous?
Mm-mm, not at all.
Why? You should be.
Why?
Because there are going to be millions of people listening to
okay.
this.
Yeah.
Millions and yeah. millions.
All right. If you say so.
All right. I'm trying to get your microphone levels to where they should be. I think that's going to be good. How mad would you be if we recorded the whole thing and we were up here for a long time and then I didn't have the thing set right and none of it got recorded?
I would be so mad, but not surprised.
Why?
Because that's how you do.
How do I do? What does that mean?
You just do, like, you'll, I don't know. I'm not getting into all that right now. Are these chairs loud? They're squeaking.
No.
Oh.
Well, see, you're hearing the chair because you don't have earbuds in.
Oh, okay.
I'm not hearing that.
Okay.
Okay. So, we kind of wanted to just set the record straight that you and I don't fight all the time.
No.
Because people have been saying, hey, is it going to be y'all just going at each other all the time? But we don't do that.
No.
There are times when we get along.
Yeah.
And actually what people were saying is that they don't want the podcast to be nothing but you being mean to me.
Please. That's me being mean to you?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Oh, okay.
Because, I mean, I guess
But you're not mean to me?
No, I guess that's the way it comes off that way.
Oh, okay.
All right. Maybe you don't realize it.
Oh.
But it comes off that way.
So this is going to be like a reality show where things are shown to me as I hear it and listen to it. Like, I'll see that I'm so mean to you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I have told you that before. We've been, like, seriously arguing before, and I will say, I wish we were on a reality show or somebody could follow us around with cameras so then, you know, we could sit down and actually, you could see how you talk to me all the time.
Mm-hmm. But what about the people that say I'm a saint for putting up with you?
I don't know those people.
Mm.
Who says that?
A lot
Give
of
me
people.
One name.
I'm not giving names.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
So, since to prove that we're not going to, bicker the whole time. Say something really nice about me that you love.
That I love?
Yeah, if you can narrow it down to just one thing.
I love that you are so compassionate and tenderhearted.
Oh.
To some people. You can be when you want to be.
Right. Not when I want to be. It's just certain things strike me, and if it makes me, you know, feel compassion,
mm-hmm.
it's just that. I mean, I'm not going to feel compassion for somebody who's a rotten person.
Yeah, but you pick on people a lot.
Yeah,
even me, but I know usually that you're picking. But you can be kind of. You're picking and playing, but it comes off kind of mean. And then some people don't know how to, they don't know if you're serious or you're not.
Okay. And you're saying they don't think that makes it funnier?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Because I do.
I know. And that's I always not
like,
right.
I like it when people don't know that I'm joking. That's part of the joke. But then I usually will tell them I'm just playing. But are you saying by then it's too late?
Yeah. And by then they're like, is he really? Or is he just being sarcastic? Yeah. Yeah. But you are, you're very sweet, and when you want to be, yes, you are very sweet, and you always make me, you do make me feel loved. I know people don't see that, but you do. You do.
Well, and I always
say nice things to me and about me.
And the thing about it is that when I'm on the radio and stuff, and this is my good thing I'm going to say about you, is that when I'm on the radio or I'm talking to a group of people and you come up as the topic, I don't go on and on. And I've told you this before. I feel like if I'm talking about how great I think you are, that I'm bragging, nobody wants to hear.
No.
To me, it would be like bragging on, I have such a cool house. You ought to see the way my house is laid out, and I've got a pool. I shouldn't feel that way, because I don't think that when other people are talking about how great their spouse is or how great their kids are. I do the same thing with the kids. I'm always, if I brag on the kids, it's kind of in a self-deprecating way.
But it's okay once in a while. Just say something nice about us, please.
Well, that's what this whole thing is for.
Okay.
I want to get everybody to see that we have a normal, loving relationship.
Yeah.
But we're not sappy in any way. Mm. I always say, that we're not romantic.
No. And we're not the public PDA, we don't do all that.
Or private.
I feel like, I'm just going to say, I feel like people who are that way, that's really not that way behind closed doors.
What, if they're, all over each other in front of people?
Yes, it's nauseating to me.
Yeah, and you think, though, that they're not, you always think that they're just doing it to overcompensate?
Or to put on a show. Yeah. I do.
Okay, now I hear the chair squeaking. It's expensive leather, is what it is.
Yeah. Those office supply chairs. Top of the line. Yeah.
I do have a Valentine's Day surprise for you today. It'll be here shortly.
Really?
Yeah, it's being delivered.
Is it a Jeep?
No, it's not a Jeep. But she mentioned that she wanted a Jeep. She's talked about it for a while, but she mentioned it during the summer. Mm-hmm. And we went to Florida on our regular vacation that we go to, and we rented a Jeep. And then from then on, she's been talking about my Jeep, my Jeep, my Jeep.
Yeah.
And then she'll say, I don't need a Jeep. And she knows good and well she's going to end up getting a Jeep.
I really don't want a Jeep right now until we get those kids out of our house. The driveway is just a parking lot and a nightmare.
Yeah, it does become a pain when the kids are driving. They got their own vehicle.
It's such a pain.
We're always having to move cars to let somebody out and all that.
Yeah, it's a pain.
But it, it doesn't sound nice to say when we get rid of those kids.
Well, when they go off to school. I love them and want them to visit. I love that, but I'd like to have some room in the driveway. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And, be able to have a private conversation.
Yeah.
Because when they're little, you can send them into, put them in front of the TV, or either they don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But now, especially with our daughter, she thinks that she's a private detective.
I think she should
just
be.
Or just a detective in general.
Yeah. But I think she should be. She's that nosy and finds out things.
Yeah, and she's observant.
Yeah.
Well, both of them are observant.
They are.
But she's observant and suspicious of everything. Mm-hmm. Aiden, the boy one, is just observant. He's not always suspicious of what's going on and like he's trying to solve something or catch somebody doing something. She always thinks that everybody's up. Somebody's going to be suspicious or up to no good, and she's going to bust them on it.
And if I've gotten a phone call, I've gotten to where I've just had to send it to voicemail because I know her little nosy self is listening, where he doesn't care what I'm saying. Right. He doesn't care.
It's just video games is all he cares
That's
about.
All he
and
cares
we hardly
about.
Ever see him.
Right. We do hardly ever see him.
Mm-hmm. Now, the goal of this whole thing, and I know it probably sounds awkward, and if people aren't just hee-haw laughing from the beginning to the end, they'll be, it sucks.
This is boring. Not reading those mean, I don't want to hear about those mean comments.
Right. And you won't.
I don't like that.
And so, Yeah, you won't. You won't. I'll shelter you from those. I'll shield you from those.
Yeah.
Because if anybody on the show has learned to deal with negative comments and hate comments, it is I.
Right.
But the goal of doing this podcast is that when we do research and we survey the audience and ask what's your favorite thing about the show or name a feature you like about the show, and without getting too deeply into it, Jody always shows up high on that list of things that people like. If you say, what do you want to hear more of? They say Jody, or what do you find funny? Or they'll either say Jody, or when TJ imitates Jody. Mm-hmm. So it's always there. So we say, okay, well, let's give more of Jody. And so we try to come up with ideas for her to do her own podcast. But I mean, that's difficult when somebody has no experience and you just throw them out there to the wolves. So I just said, finally, I can't believe that I came up with this to actually do a show with Jody and give the people what they want. Now, are you worried that they're going to be let down by that? Like, oh, they have this big expectation of you?
Yes, of course I am. I'm not entertaining at all.
Well, you tell me all the time you're funnier than I am.
I mean, I am funny. But I don't, when you tell me that I come up high, but people want more, I appreciate that. I think that's sweet, but I really don't get it.
Well, and the goal is for us to build this podcast to the point where we can get rich off of it and I don't have to work with Ace anymore.
That's so mean.
He knows.
Oh, my
He's shaking in his boots about us doing
this podcast.
I'm sure
he is. I'm sure he's petrified.
Like, he kept asking me today, y'all recording today? You doing the podcast today? I said, yeah. Because I think he kept asking because he wants to come by and try to sabotage it.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, I think
something maybe you would do. He would not.
I don't do that.
Yes,
I would not. I tell people you're kidding. I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
I'm too compassionate and tenderhearted.
Sometimes.
Who would I sabotage?
I don't know.
Not him, for sure.
No.
I mean, I'm helping.
You have a little bit. You have a mean streak.
Yeah, that's though. If somebody's done me wrong, though, if it's more of a revenge kind of attitude.
And you're psycho when you get into that. But, all right, that's a whole nother day.
We're not supposed to be fighting. And you're about to start one. All right, there are some other things that we need to explain to you, and these are personal things. Remember, there is a big Valentine's Day surprise that I have lined up for Jody.
Ooh.
As well. So we'll take a break, and then we'll get into more of some of the personal stuff next.
TJ and Jody's house.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Okay, here we go. Welcome back. Welcome back to the podcast. The award, my future award-winning podcast at the... They do have a podcast award show. Did you know that,
Jody? No, but... Gosh, how many for everybody, for every podcast? Or certain, like, do they break it down into areas?
I really don't know how it works, but I know.
How many podcasts are there now?
Millions.
Yeah.
Millions. And the thing about it is that good podcasts, where it's just personalities doing stuff, not necessarily these podcasts where they tell, it's like documentaries and stuff, but like this.
Yeah.
There are maybe out of the millions and millions, there are possibly 11 good ones.
Oh.
Most of them are not. And so that's one of the things you worry about, because it's mm-hmm. not exactly like radio. Right. A lot of people think that, oh, I can do radio because I got a podcast, and it's different. It's mm-hmm. a different presentation and right. all that kind of stuff. One of the other things that we had to decide when we were going to do the podcast is what Jody would call me, mm-hmm. because my real name is not TJ. My real name is Richie. And I talk about that on the radio all the time. And for, you know, branding purposes and all of that, all of the logo and everything, and the show has to be called TJ and Jody's House. Not, it doesn't have to be called TJ and Jody's House, but I need to use the name TJ because that's what you, as listeners of the Ace and TJ show, know me as. But if you hear Jody calling me Richie, it's because she's never, I don't think, not one time have you ever called me TJ.
I did, remember several years ago where that's all you wanted to go by and you didn't want anybody calling you that out in public?
Yeah.
And I would, oh, it was just, and I wouldn't even, I think I'd even go around that and go, hey,
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's where the whole, hey, came from.
Because that is not, yeah, I'm not comfortable saying that.
And then Jody's dad would be out in public and he would yell across wherever. I remember we were sitting down in a movie one time. It hadn't started, obviously. And he was going to ask me something and he yells down the aisle, Richie, oh, shit, I mean TJ.
Yeah, he did.
Which made it worse, but he always
did that.
Uh-huh.
Gosh.
Yeah. So, and the reason I used to be so picky about it is because...
Because you were a weirdo?
Well, that, and it was a thing to where it would confuse people, and I wanted, Ace and I really needed people to know what the name of our show is
right.
and who we are and all of that. Obviously, his name is a fake radio name.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason that I picked a fake radio name to begin with is because I thought I was supposed to. I was a nighttime disc jockey. And, you know, I also had a couple of incidents when I first started where girls would, like, try to follow me home and stuff from the radio station. Being
And you hated that?
Well, I mean, I don't like crazy girls.
Ooh. Oh, goodness. Take your medicine.
I had to leave my ringer on because I'm expecting the delivery of your Valentine's
my
Day
Jeep.
Yeah. Yeah.
My red Jeep.
And so, yeah, I don't know who that is calling. They're not in my phone, so, you know, I don't answer.
Uh-oh, no.
Okay. I can stop now. All right. But I took some notes over here. Did you see that? I have notes prepared of things that we should talk about or could talk about.
Yeah, I see your little notes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I did that way ahead of time.
Right before I walked in the door.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But I did find a listener had sent us a question.
Oh, really?
It said, we hear TJ talk about you going, this is for you, we hear TJ talk about you going to lunch with your friends and how much you love to shop. But what else do you like to do for fun?
I go to Bible study once a week.
Oh, you're so good.
I didn't say that.
You're so great.
I do that once a week, and I love that. Let's see. I get my nails done. I love that.
But that's not a fun. I mean, that's just your routine.
Well, right now, it's kind of hard to say. Since COVID and all that, it's hard to really say anything that I love to do that's a lot of fun. I mean, should I tell you, like, for a daily thing, I mean, I go work out in the morning.
But, like, if you're going to do something for fun, other than hang out with your friends and going to lunch or dinner with your friends.
I love to travel. I love to go try new restaurants. I love to.
But not with me.
Shop.
Because it's always with somebody else.
Yeah. Okay. But here's the thing. So I like to go with you if you're in that mindset. But if I know of a restaurant that you're going to complain about, which you tend to sometimes.
What?
Are you serious?
What kind of complaint other than I don't like to order at the counter?
The food is frou-frou. I don't know what's on that menu. It's too hot in there. I mean, you complain of a lot of things.
But usually, I mean, I'm always up to go out to dinner, go eat. Just not during the week when you're going, I can't stay out late.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, the only thing I complain about restaurants is and I'm being serious, is that I don't like to order at the counter. I like to have, you know, sit at the table and somebody take my order.
But it's not the end of the world if you have to order at the counter and you act like it is the end of the world to have to do that.
No, I have.
You make a scene about it.
I have walked out of places when I walk in and see that you have to order at the counter.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I don't like looking up at a menu.
That sounds so snotty.
I don't mean it to sound
snotty.
Well,
it does.
Well, then that's...
That's rude. You don't mind looking at the drive-thru at McDonald's.
Right, but if I'm going to a restaurant, if I'm ordering fast food, which I love fast food, I'm not snobby about that at all. And when I hear people talk about, I don't eat McDonald's, it makes me sick. Like, okay, yeah, I get it. You watch what you eat, but McDonald's is fantastic.
I wouldn't say fantastic, yeah, but it's fine.
Great. It's great.
Yeah, okay.
But, so I'm not a snob about it. I just, when I'm going to a restaurant, I want the experience of being at a restaurant, not the experience of being at a snack bar or a concession stand.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody yelling out, you know, a number for me to come pick up the tray.
You know, I love to watch reality TV. I watch that though at night when you've gone to bed. Yeah. I don't have the TV on at all, really, all day. And it drives me crazy when you turn it on and I'm...
Okay, well, see, that's the thing. You complain when I go up into my little TV room.
I don't complain.
Upstairs. Yeah, you say things. You're like, oh, you've been stuck up here all day. You going to come down and see your family? That's kind of stuff.
I haven't said that in a long time.
But if I'm downstairs and I turn on the TV and I'm down there with everybody, then you complain about that.
Well, because if you're gonna just turn on the TV... Put the blanket over you, fall asleep. I don't want to look at all that. I don't want to hear your loud TV of a show I don't want to watch, you snoring and looking at you with a blanket. Take it upstairs.
Why not? That sounds...
Oh, yeah. It sounds heavenly,
very
doesn't
energetic
it? Yeah.
And inspirational.
That is our days, most days.
Well, what are you... You're in there doing stuff on your computer and all. Jody runs the house. She does all of our finances, all of the scheduling of maintenance things. When the kids were in school, she was always the room mom, all of those kinds of things. So when I get home, it's early because I work so early.
So early.
Yeah. It's, the more successful we've gotten, the earlier we get to leave.
When you're coming home and I'm still in pajamas, it's early.
That was one or two times when we just, you know.
Oh, I about died.
Didn't do the share funny thing and we left early.
Took my last sip of coffee and here you go.
You're standing at the dishwasher.
Unloading it
or something. And then I walk in, I'm all happy because I got off early and I'm, you know, hey. And you look up and go, you're getting home earlier and earlier, aren't you?
Listen, like, I know women out there, I know that they get it because there is this downtime that we need. And I know they get that.
Yeah.
Just like y'all do.
But we don't say it. Most husbands that I know would not say to their wives, I need some downtime.
No, they just go in the living room, turn the TV on loud, throw a blanket on.
But if I say to you, I need some downtime, and I just left, or I said, leave me alone, I need some downtime, you would say, you wouldn't accept that well. You wouldn't take that well.
I wouldn't say, leave me alone. There's a nice way to say it.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to go out for a little bit. I just need to be alone, which I've said. I'm going to go shopping.
Well, I tried to do that when y'all weren't even home, when you would take the kids to visit in Louisiana or whatever with your family. Mm-hmm. And I would say, all right, well, I'm going to go get a mountain place and rent it.
Yeah.
And stay up there by myself for the weekend.
Yes, which makes no sense to me because you're alone in the house. So why do you need to go to a mountain house to be alone when you're alone in your own home?
So that's what I'm saying. So I'm telling you, I need to be, you know, some downtime, some relaxation to be in a different atmosphere. No, in a different atmosphere, like being at the mountains. And you ridicule me over that. You're like, that is stupid and weird.
It is kind of creepy. It is kind of creepy.
But then again, one of your friends' husbands can do something like that, and you tell the story like it's fun and funny.
No, I think it's funny, but I think it's weird.
Okay, so your friend Susie's husband, Brendan.
Yeah.
It's Brendan, right?
Yes.
I'm kidding. I know his name. He went up to the mountains and camped out and slept in his truck for a night. And he just said, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
I need to clear my mind, whatever, because he's a businessman.
Yeah.
And you thought that was funny and telling me the story, like, can you believe he did that? And I said, if I would have done that, you would have said I was weird and what are you doing?
I didn't say that. And I didn't think he was weird.
And you would have said, all right, tell me again why you're doing this as I'm getting ready to leave.
Okay.
He just wanted to go sleep in his truck.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't do that.
Nah.
Because your back would kill you or something.
Yeah, I'm down in my old back.
Yeah, you are.
But I could, you know, I could get a little shack that has a bed in it. It wouldn't bother me, a one-room mountain shack.
So yeah, that is weird. Yeah. And creepy.
What's creepy
about Trust me, if you're saying, I want to live like in a one-room shack in the mountains, that's
Did
weird.
I say live? I didn't say live. Oh, well,
maybe that. Oops, maybe I meant that. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what you want to do.
No.
You want to go live in the mountains.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
All right, so what else do you do? You like watching reality shows. You don't like me being around.
I like playing some games on my iPad, which I'm sure you've established that. And I love planning trips. I swear I should be a travel agent because I love that. I love planning trips. I love when people ask me, you know, places to go and where to eat and what to do. And I love getting them a list to get. I just love all that. I really do love
and,
that.
And I come to you fairly often.
Yeah.
With where the listener has sent me a question about where to go in certain places they know we've been on vacation.
Yeah.
See, I'm not saying it anymore because I started talking about it years ago on the radio, how much we love going to this one certain place.
Oh, my gosh.
And then all of a sudden it just got overrun with people.
It's not because of you.
Some of it is.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
You are ridiculous.
No, I know it.
No, you are ridiculous. Bring it down. No. No.
Well, why then did I never see or hear of anybody in the Charlotte area?
I don't know.
Or the, you know, some of the towns in which we broadcast.
It was not because of you.
And all of a sudden you look on social media and they're all at this beach and all at this place.
Oh, my God. You're insane. It is not because of you.
My voice carries a lot of power. Oh, my
God. No, it doesn't.
It does.
You are so ridiculous.
So anyway, you like doing that.
I love it. I love to travel. I just love all that. I like to read. Yeah. I really like autobiographies the most.
Yeah, but it has to be like a celebrity or a celebrity's wife.
Yeah.
Like Thomas Rhett's wife.
Oh, yeah, I love that book.
Mm-hmm. You just read Jessica Simpson's book.
No, haven't finished it. I read Kathy Lee Gifford's.
Yeah.
I read Matthew McConaughey's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's something we have in common because I love to read.
You have to focus to read.
To explain to people what you mean by that, about that I don't focus.
Yeah. So if I want you to do something, if I need something done, I have to make sure that the TV's not on because you'll stop and stare at the TV for 5 to 10 minutes on your way to do what you're supposed to do and then forget what you're supposed to do and then it doesn't get done. Oh, yeah, it's the same.
I did this, I paid attention to this, and I made a mental note to tell you this on the podcast because I know you would love it.
Oh, gosh.
This morning, I got up at 2, mm-hmm. which is around my normal time. Mm-hmm. I got up at 2, mm-hmm. and I went into the bathroom, and I was still very sleepy, which is the case most of the time.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time, I will go work out at that time of the morning, or I'll either fall asleep in the floor of the closet. I'll just lay down there and go to sleep.
Which is weird too.
Or I'll get dressed and then just go on to work at that hour. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I do the work from the house, but this morning I caught myself doing that my mom used to always get mad at me for doing when I was getting ready for school. I would just sit and stare off into space and just get lost in thought. And I went into the bathroom this morning at 2, and there were times when I realized I had just been standing in the closet staring at my clothes trying to figure out what I was going to wear for a few minutes.
Which t-shirt you were going to pick.
Yeah. And whether it was going to be a long sleeve one or a short sleeve right. or whatever. And so,
right.
So then I went and sat down on the tub.
Oh, my gosh.
On the edge of the tub and was thinking about some stuff that I needed to do today and trying to get awake. And I was in the bathroom for 35 minutes before I did anything to start getting ready, like before I turned the shower on.
That is ridiculous. I don't even understand it.
Our daughter's the same way.
I know. And then that's when you forget, when you do all that and then you leave and then you forget to turn your alarm clock off.
Yeah.
And then it goes off at 3:15 and I have to get up, walk across the room, turn it off, have a heart attack because it went off. And then spend another hour, hour and a half before I can fall back asleep.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I don't do that on purpose. And that's an alarm that's set as a safety net in case I don't get up with the alarm on my phone. Mm-hmm. And I usually do turn it off 99.9% of the time. Mm-hmm. But when I forget, then I'll get a text during the show. I'm trying to work.
What did I send you this week?
Yeah, you know, I appreciate the 3:10 alarm this morning, but I usually wait until at least 7 to get up.
I sure did.
And then something was messed up with our front door the other day. And
sure, I don't believe that.
I just kept, and the house alarm was going off.
Oh, my gosh.
And then it wouldn't turn off. It was glitching somehow. And I went to work. I got the whole day I did the work. I may have stopped at the gym on the way home. I don't remember. But as soon as I walk in the door, she comes down from her bedroom. And the first thing she says to me, I go, "Hey." And she says, "What happened?" I said, what do you mean? What are you talking about? She said, "With the alarm this morning." And then I try to tell her, and she goes, "Well, it's never done that with me." And so
I just hate for my sleep to be interrupted. Now, I know you used to say that I fall asleep and I'd stay asleep, but now, like, you know, with hormones the way they are, and I know people can relate to this, like, I have sometimes I wake up in the night and then I have hours before I fall back asleep. And then if I just fall back asleep and then that happens, oh my God.
And I'm sorry. And it makes me feel awful. And I apologize all the time profusely, but it's still, you know, my apologies are met with guilt trips.
No, they're not.
Okay, look, I just got the word. Your Valentine's Day surprise has gotten delivered. So we need to take a break and then I'll go get your Valentine's Day surprise.
Okay.
And we'll do that next.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
TJ and Jody's House.
All right, here we are. We're back, and it's time for Jody's Valentine's Day surprise that I had set up for her to be delivered here at the prestigious TJ and Jody's House podcast studios. Okay, you need to close your eyes, though.
Close them?
Close them, and don't peek at all. And all put your hands over. I was going to get you a blindfold.
I'll just look down. But
if you peek, it's going to mess up the fun.
Okay, don't peek. Okay.
All right, hold on.
All right.
Happy Valentine's Day, Jody. Hey, girl, hey.
Oh, my goodness.
How's it going? Oh, my God, you're so beautiful.
So are you.
Yeah. Me too.
It's Veronica. It's Veronica from 90 Day Fiancé.
Yes.
Hold on. I'm
Lainey, you were shorter. In on this? Oh.
We were out there whispering in the hallway.
You were? Oh, how exciting.
Hey, it's so nice.
I'm so glad you're here.
I am very glad to be here. It actually worked out very well. Because I work a day job too.
Yeah.
But when TJ texted me the date, I just happened to have some time open, and I moved a meeting I had, and I just told them that I had an appointment.
Oh.
And technically, I didn't lie.
It's an appointment.
It's an appointment.
Yes.
People, I think, tend to believe that it's a doctor's appointment when you say appointment, but you know.
So this is a big deal for Jody because she loves.
Yeah.
That show, and Veronica is her favorite person that's ever been on that show.
Yeah. Well, Jody is my favorite person who's ever been on the Ace and TJ show, so there's that too.
And when she started talking about you being on this show and everything, and she said she's from the Charlotte area, and I said, I know, she's a fangirl of our show.
Oh yeah, I have been listening forever.
And I think I was like, no, she's not. And he said, really is.
I said, yeah, she's... sent us messages during the show, commenting on whatever we were talking about. She's been doing that for a long time. And she goes, oh, no way.
And then I think I said, I'm sending her a message right now.
Well, I remember when you used to come on the show and do your Bachelor updates and reviews and stuff. And I actually never watched The Bachelor.
Yeah.
But I would listen to your updates.
Oh, gosh. That is so funny.
Mm-hmm.
I would know her voice anywhere.
I knew you would.
Anywhere.
That's what I told her. I said, she's got her eyes closed. Just walk in and say, Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah, she'll freak out.
Oh, I did forget. I brought you a trinket.
Uh-oh. Okay, because
to show that I am a fan of the show, I had to refill your nightstand candy.
Thank you.
She brought Jody a bag of Jolly Ranchers.
Yes, I love it.
A candy fiend.
She's always talking about how she needs her hard candies.
Yes, and I sneak in to get it.
Yeah. Well, and our daughter Lainey helped with the facilitating everything, and she's here.
And you love Veronica just as much as I do.
I know. We were giggling and hugging out the parking lot too. And it's funny because when TJ told me that I was going to meet up with Lainey, we had just the day before been talking about dogs. We were fangirling out about, oh my God, I love your dog. I love your dog.
Oh, y'all talk to each other, you and Lainey?
On the Instagram.
On the Instagram.
I know all your girls, TJ.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, see?
I'm glad.
Yeah, I know.
And Lainey kept asking me, she'd say, is the surprise going to happen still? Is it going to happen? I said, well, last I talked to her, she's coming.
I'm also glad it wasn't pouring rain because
I thought it was going to be.
I'm sure it's coming.
I know.
So what do you want to ask her anything about? Okay, so started being 90 Day Fiance. You were on there with your ex, Tim, who's now your best friend and has he been your best friend since y'all split up?
No, so we took a year where we hated each other,
yeah.
Like any good split, right? And then we ended up reconciling. We've said the story a couple times on social media and stuff like that, but he came over one day to pick up Chloe, my daughter, that he is dad to, but not biological father of.
Mm-hmm.
And he could just tell that I was not in a good mood. And he's like, what's wrong? And I was fighting with my new boyfriend. And so he started giving me advice and he was like, well, what you need to do is blah, blah, blah. And sure enough, the guy called me 3 days later apologizing.
Well, that's cool.
And I was like,
yeah.
So then he got into a fight with his girlfriend. He called me for advice. And that's kind of how we rekindled our friendship. So,
wow.
Jody, I would love for that to be us someday.
it can be.
That can be arranged.
Okay, so and then what's the deal that you do now? It's not 90 Day Fiance, is it?
So now we're on Pillow Talk.
Yes, I love that. I love it. Because sometimes if I miss 90 Day and I come watch Pillow Talk, I just get the
good highlights.
Yeah, the highlights of what's going on. So I love that.
And you don't have to watch the when it's a 2-hour episode.
Yes.
You can kind of just get the 1 hour.
Yeah.
But Pillow Talk is off the air right now. A lot of people think it's on Discovery Plus. So Discovery came out with a paid subscription.
Yeah.
But it is not on Discovery Plus. It's just not on the air right now.
Terrible. So do they set up cameras in your living room and
Yes. So a lot of people think it's a set. It is not. That is my actual living room. And when people follow me on social media, they usually have that moment of oh, it really is your living room. You really live there. They used to send a whole crew,
uh-huh.
which was, and I have like a big old great room, so it worked out well because I had enough space to have all the people and the cameras and the lights and all that.
Yeah.
But during COVID, we're using an iPhone actually. So we're filming with ring lights and an iPhone and clip-on mics.
Fancy.
And that's why people see the earbud.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think it's like people feeding us lines, but it's just so that we can hear the audio of the show without the mics picking it up.
Yeah.
Because we don't have, you know, again, because of the COVID, we can't have all the people in the house. So
this is Veronica from 90 Day Fiance and Pillow Talk. Surprising Jody. If you just, I don't know why you would just turn on the podcast though. You've been listening from the beginning. If you're listening to a podcast, that's a radio thing where you have to reset who's talking and who's in, because people are flipping in and out all the time. So forget I said that. That's unnecessary.
On the app, does it not just like start playing on the app that if you pop into the app, or is that just for the regular show?
That's when the regular show is on a loop.
Mm-hmm.
That's going. I think you're asking the wrong person, really. But I think you have to hit start, and it goes from the beginning on each individual podcast.
Got it.
But you've gotten really successful with this whole being a public figure and all, because you do more endorsements than
which
football
I
players
to ask
do.
You about that makeup brush cleaning thing. I was like, I need to direct message her and ask her about that thing.
Let me tell you. So I actually do really love that. I always, like, whenever they ask me to endorse a product, I always tell them that, like, I have to try it first. In fact, a company approached me about endorsing, like, some machine you slap on your stomach and it gives you abs. And I was like, I'm pretty sure this doesn't work.
Right.
So we're not going to be doing this. But the makeup brush cleaner, I had actually, like, true story, had just broken a makeup brush because I was like trying to blot it dry and all the bristles came out and it was my favorite.
Yeah.
And I do make decent money from the endorsements and I do make decent money from Pillow Talk, but I also know that it's, you know, I don't know that it's a career per se, but I'll take that money and I'll stack that 529 and that 401k.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know what those numbers mean, but
I know you don't.
Jody does all of our taxes and all this stuff.
I know this.
Jody, do you have any other like technical questions? You ask about it being TV cameras in the living room and all of that.
Yeah, and then do you, so when you're talking about it, are you watching it right then? Are you?
So we are. So we watch and we actually do pause, right? So when you see it on Pillow Talk, you might sometimes see it like, and sometimes we do talk over it.
Yeah.
But there's way more rewinding that happens than you see. Sometimes they'll air the moments where we're like, rewind that, but we probably rewind way, way more than you see on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because Tim and I do tend to talk over each other and we get real excited about things. So, you know, that happens. One of the funniest things when we had a crew in, like, you know, in the house was the pets. So I have a cat and a dog, and the cat, now she's like always parked on the back of the sofa. But when we had folks there, she is like a little, you know, she just loves love. And so she would be taking turns with like the different guys on set, just sitting on their laps and hopping from lap to lap, trying to get pets and belly rubs.
They do say that pets mimic their owners.
Tim and I, we did, like, that's something that people have asked, that I used to like lean against the side of the sofa. And that was like a feedback note they gave us. They were like, can you maybe not sit so far away? Like, you look like you hate him.
Yeah.
And so, and then of course it was like, well, now you're sitting too close to him. And it's like, well, y'all. Yeah.
Oh, you don't even think about that.
The sofa's not so big.
Right, right.
There's only so many places we can be.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, look, I don't know whether this is a thing for you or not, but all of us that will be there, we've all had COVID and we all have the antibodies.
Yes.
So, and she said that she gets tested every 2 weeks because of the show. But if there's no crew in there, why do you have to keep getting tested?
So we do still have one like production assistant that has started coming back more recently. At first he would come in and just do like the data dump, like get the footage and title it and, I don't know, label the files and stuff and download it. But there's definitely been times where, like I said, we had to rewind because we watched a whole, you know, segment or a whole, you know, between commercial breaks and didn't. And then like I'd get up to go to the bathroom and be like, oh, I didn't have to unplug, which means I wasn't plugged in that whole time. So, and Tim loves it when that happens.
Oh, I bet
it happened
he does.
At least twice. Uh-huh. And he's just like, I'm going to strangle you.
And what's he doing?
He does a lot of things, but his primary job is people say bedazzles guns, but he like takes firearms and he engraves them and he gold plates them.
Cool.
A lot of his business now actually isn't gun parts. So like he'll just do like a trigger and it'll be like an engrave, because a whole engraved and gold plated gun is very expensive.
Yes.
And then of course COVID. It's always funny because I always give him grief, especially like when we're going to film, I'm like, hey, can you pick me up like some vodka or something? Cause you know, we got to watch the show. And he's like, I'm working. And I'm like, but you don't have to work right now. Like you could do it tomorrow. And he's like, why don't you take my job seriously? This is a real job.
Yeah. So vodka is what's in your tumbler?
Usually it's vodka and sugar-free Red Bull. Yes,
but I get that. We have those same conversations, though, about, you know, you don't have to be doing it. Why are you doing that? And why are you complaining? And you slept all day and that sort of thing is because she doesn't take my job seriously because it's fun. She will always have sympathy for her friends' husbands who have to work a lot and things like that. But we have those same conversations. She doesn't take it seriously.
Poor thing. Don't you feel bad for him?
Well, I'll say you do get to go like hang out with your friends for work all day. So, but it's the same thing for me.
Oh, I don't like them.
I was going to say, friends?
They're not my friends.
But it's the same thing with Pillow Talk, right? Like, it's still work at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But it's, you're watching TV. You're with your best friend. Like, if I could do that, like, full time and not, you know, work my day, and I love my day job, but not as much as I love my Pillow Talk side gig. So yeah, if I could make that a full time thing, you
know. Do y'all have contracts with them, like an employment agreement of how long the you'll be there and that kind of thing?
So no, interestingly enough, so we do have a contract, but it's not for like a certain amount of time, you know. And it's interesting because Tim and I have different contracts since he was like a primary cast member on the Before the 90 Days show. Yeah. Mine is a Pillow Talk contract, which is, you know, somehow a little bit different. So in fact, like to do the podcast, right? So Tim has to get approval to do any endorsements, any podcasts, anything like that. I don't have those same stipulations. Hopefully they don't hear this and change their minds and change my contract.
No. So y'all do a podcast. And it's on OnlyFans?
Yes. So,
but y'all aren't naked.
No. We keep all our clothes on.
Because usually when somebody says OnlyFans, they
think. And it's TV too. Like, it's cameras too, right?
Yeah. So it's a video podcast. So we played around with all kinds of things. We tried YouTube first. Tim's big into YouTube. Tim has like a video game stream. Because, you know, he's a 40-year-old, 14-year-old. but he loves his video games and he has the gamer headset. Like, I always laugh when I hear you talking about it, TJ, on the show, about like the gaming headsets and all that stuff, or giving Riggins a hard time because I'm like, that is Tim, right? But we tried it, but for some reason YouTube doesn't let you subscribe from your phone. You have to go to a PC when it's like a paid subscription channel. So that didn't really work out. And then we tried to do Patreon, but we couldn't figure out how to put the videos up there. And a lot of it's like, I'm sure a normal, like Lainey could probably figure it out because, you know, young folks know how to use technology, but I don't. So we could figure out how to get the video on there, but you had to have it stored to somewhere else like YouTube without a password. So then it was like, well, it's already out there. So why are people coming to the Patreon to pay for it? And then, you know, OnlyFans was very popular with other cast members for other reasons. And so I was like, well, maybe we could use that. And it's interesting because I've actually talked to OnlyFans about it because they are trying to kind of refresh their image to show that it's not just, you know, for adult content.
Amateur porn.
Exactly. It's not just for amateur porn or professional porn. You know, they have magicians and they have, you know, like fitness instructors and people who would want to monetize their content. And I'll tell you, from our perspective, we have a very small OnlyFans community, but it gives us the ability to respond to all the messages. And the biggest, like the best part is that you don't have trolls. Right. So the people who reach out and just they don't follow you, but they see your picture and they want to just give you grief. And a lot of it is directed at me and Tim. And luckily it's improved a lot between the B90 yeah. show and the Pillow Talk show. But you know, if someone's paying $5 or $6 a month, they're not going to pay $5 or $6 a month to give you a hard time.
To criticize you. Yeah. Yeah.
So how do people plug it? How do people get to it?
So only, I think it's onlyfans.com/Tim and Veronica. But I have links on my social media, and I'm actually doing a blast for the next month. So every week for the next month, I will be doing like a stories on my Instagram with a swipe up link. Again, trying to help them kind of push out the message that it is not just for adult content. We put up an episode, I think yesterday, because again, I'm not technological, so it took me like 2 days and 3 hours to get this video to upload. But we just recorded a new episode for in honor of Valentine's Day, which was Veronica's worst date ever. So there, that's up there. And actually, I have to look at it, Jody, but I think there's a way where I can gift away a membership. So if I can figure it out, I will gift you a membership.
Thank you.
That you can follow along. Like I said, we had been doing podcasts every week. We kind of took a break over the holidays, but we're back now and we're making new content. There's, again, a little bit of a break with Pillow Talk. So a lot of folks have reached out and wanted to know what we're up to. So,
And people need to follow you anyway on Instagram if they don't, because I love watching her. I always say she's my friend.
I appreciate it. And I'll tell you, I've been doing a lot more like story updates throughout the day. And I find, because I do that with people I follow, especially during COVID, to your point, like I check all my favorite influencers and they're popping on throughout the day and they're like, I'm getting coffee. The baby's, you know, having a bath.
Yeah.
I don't have a baby, but their baby's cute. And it makes me feel like they're my friends. And I'm like, okay, I'm catching up with my friends throughout the day. Like, I know what's going on. I get that connection with people.
I need to be better about that. I need to get Lainey to get me more into the, I'm not good at any of that.
No, you're not. So.
Okay. Rude.
I'm the other way. I'm cynical. I'll start looking and I'll go, damn, Veronica's selling something else.
Not me. I'm like, what's she selling?
Yeah. I'm getting all jealous because you got more endorsements than we do.
And I will tell you, though, I do a lot of my endorsements aren't even paid, right? So there are a few companies, in fact, the leggings I'm wearing right now, that are fans of the show, that are small women-owned business that I am all about. And I'm like, I've got this platform, like, how do I use it for good, right? Yeah. And I'm sure there are many other ways I could use it for good, but I also try to keep it light and entertaining.
Sure.
So yeah, there's a lot of stuff that, but again, like I've got to love the product. I'm not just going to push your garbage because you asked me to.
Right.
But yeah, there's some companies that have reached out to me. And like I said, they're fans, they're small companies, often women owned. And I'm like, yeah, let's do this. Let's get your name out there.
Well, how impressed are you by the fact that, that I was able to swing the Valentine's Day gift for Jody without shopping or spending anything?
I'm very impressed because I have a feeling that she will probably buy herself whatever she wants because I do that about myself.
Yeah.
It's hard to shop for me because if I want something bad enough, like
you get it.
I'll work it out so I can get it, right?
Yeah.
So,
but Jody doesn't have any money.
But I run the money.
Exactly.
You run it right through Target.
She does. She does run the money. So, you know, I think it's when you're thinking outside of the box and, you know, getting creative. Those are the best gifts ever.
Yeah.
Although I was going to say, in terms of the endorsements, Lainey did, I don't know if it was a TikTok, but I saw it on your stories on Instagram where you were like, being like a faux influencer, and you're like, oh my gosh, guys, I was dying laughing. I had to like share it with my friends. I was like, she saw me.
Yeah.
She just read me.
No, I did that. And there's just people that I see. It was not targeting anybody, but I just think it's so funny when they're like, hey guys, I'm gonna hop on here. And then it's like, every time it's like, really quickly, I'm gonna hop on here. And it's like, the story length is like, a centimeter long. That's how long the story is. Yes.
No, I didn't take it offensively. I thought it was the funniest thing I had ever seen. You know, some of the product endorsements give you like a really strict script. And sometimes you can tell the person writing it was not in this country or a native speaker of English. And you're like, I cannot read this. This is not English. Sometimes they're just like, here's our product. Tell us what you love about it. Those are the best because you can be yourself and be more authentic and tell people, you know, what you love about the product as opposed to just like, buy this, buy this, buy this.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Oh, I know you're so busy and this is a long way from where you live.
Yeah.
No, this is the best thing that has happened to me, I think, in 2021. I'm not even kidding.
Why?
Because I love Joe. And then Lainey, when he told me that Lainey was going to meet me out in the parking lot, I was like, oh my God, I get to meet both of them.
And then we love her. It was just a win-win.
Yeah. So I didn't even need to be here after all. I brought you in.
No, you're the one. You're the glue that brought all of us together.
Yeah. I'm the director. Right. Exactly. I'm the behind-the-scenes person, which I've never been.
Exactly.
By choice. I've never been the behind-the-scenes person. Mm-hmm. And look, I'm even running the technology stuff here.
I saw that, although I don't know which one is me, because I will tell you, again, another tidbit, I do get calls from production, especially when we didn't have a crew, that were like, Veronica's got to tone it down, Tim's got to tone it up.
Yeah.
So, in fact, I had to put my microphone farther away from my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had to clip it in my bra instead of on my shirt, because it was the only way that they could adjust the levels so that I wouldn't sound like I was screaming.
Over here on this little control board thing, you are mic number 3, which is down here, and Jody and I are way up here.
Yep, that's about appropriate. Sounds about right.
All right, so Veronica from 90 Day Fiancé and Pillow Talk and her podcast and OnlyFans and every product that she can sell. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you guys for having me.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.